Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, today's cattle futures market was mixed here and some pretty volatile action, but we finished unchanged on the October live cattle at 99.80, right where we started. December's down 20, February down 2, April's were up 2. Feeder cattle were a little bit stronger on the September, up 140.50, up 55 cents. October up 67, 139.60. They were as much as a dollar lower at one point out there in the January and April, but again, they've come back significantly off their lows. D's hogs finished down $1.70 at $66.25. That was roughly $1.30 off of the contract low earlier in the day. Box beef at midday was 90 cents lower on choice, up 52 on select. Choice has come down a little over $20 a hundred. It's at 217.27. The feeder cattle index is at 137.29, about $3 below where the September feeders are. Packer margins are estimated around $350 for beef and $43 on the pork. The cash trade this week was about $101. There was some talk of 103, but I did not get that confirmed. And then after the close, we got the cattle on feed report. On feed as of September 1st, it's expected to be 99.5%, placements 94.5%, and marketed 98.5%.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
Well, today's grain action finished quite weak here. Corn down about 2 cents, beans down 10, and both wheats down 2 to 3. Cotton actually finished the day 24 cents higher at 60.57. The big news late in the day, which seemed to cause the market to sell off, was the fact that the Chinese have canceled next week's planned visit to U.S. ag states. Montana and Nebraska both said that the delegation canceled the visits and that they'd be heading back earlier than they originally had planned. So that kind of sent a negative tone in the market that they weren't really interested in sticking around and doing business with the U.S. ag sector. Time will tell if that's exactly right, but the market itself, prices didn't like it, not only in the grains, but that's also a reason why maybe the hogs were weaker toward the end of the day as well. Big news, of course, across the globe. The stock market's seen a lot of volatility here. We're down about 70 right now in the Dow Jones. Of course, last weekend we had the big crude oil problem over there in Saudi Arabia. Currently, December crude oil is down about a penny at $57.92. We're about $5 or $6 off of the high following the Saudi Arabia attacks and that problem last week. We've come a long way in a week. The market in terms of Saudi Arabia seems like they've almost gotten back to normal. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.